Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The mubarak conduct of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as applying ether, that is perfume, is concerned. Using ether is a noble practice of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Malih ibn Abdullah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, five things are from amongst the traits of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam: bashfulness, perseverance, cupping, applying ether, and using the miswak. Note, applying ether is the sunnah of the chosen servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The traits of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are loved by Allah ta'ala and are religiously and materially beneficial. Adopting their habits secure goodness for a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never refused ether. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never refuse ether. Sayyiduna ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three things should not be refused: a pillow, milk, and ether. Note, the hadith actually mentions oil and not ether. However, it has been unanimously been interpreted as ether. In essence, is that ether is the oil of some substance. The above items are meager commodities, and the person offering it does not find it difficult to offer, nor does the person receiving it feels uncomfortable accepting it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.